This is Wade Ransky with the Chief Organizer's Report. On fake voter fraud, commission gets real pushback. On the eve of Independence Day in the U.S., President Trump and his Kansas pistolero, Kris Kobach, who's ramrodding his fake voting commission, are getting a course in good old American civics. Part of the lesson is about voting rights and the security of the ballot box, but the other part is that politics is not a zero-sum game. If Trump and Kobach win, then hundreds of local elected officials who administer voting lose. States throughout the country have been poo-pooing the Trump gang claim that there is a voting fraud of any kind on their watch, much less that millions of undocumented folks swarm the polls and skew the results. One after another, when contacted by authorities, reporters, and researchers, they flatly said, "No way." The commission, acting from the bully pulpit, sent out a request for all the election officials for a ton of information, including social security numbers and other very private and privileged information. In ironic resistance, almost half of the states simply ignored the request and refused to send the information along. Some didn't just ignore the letter, but scoffed at it in open rebellion. And this wasn't just the usual bi-coastal suspects either. Arkansas and Louisiana haven't figured out how they're going to handle what everyone sees as an overreach. But Mississippi was even more forthright. Top election official there said the commission could jump into the Gulf of Mexico. And furthermore, that his state, lying along the Gulf, was a perfect place to jump from. Of course, rather than President Trump keeping quiet about the fact that he and Kobach's snipe hunt has been exposed to just that, instead, he unleashed some of his terrible tweets, even in the midst of a media war with some morning show host for some inexplicable reason, conjuring up the charges of misogyny that roiled his campaign regularly. His tweets predictably asked the resistors, what did they have to hide? Earlier, I mentioned this is a good civics lesson about how politics really works when you are the ox trying to gore smaller oxen on a local field. I should clarify that saying this is a lesson does not mean that Trump and Kobach will learn anything or pass the test. But as all of us who made it through public school know, just being taught the lesson does not guarantee a passing grade. Sometimes we ace it, sometimes we plunk. There is a last bit of irony here, though. Kris Kobach serving as Secretary of State in Kansas and promulgating this mischief as clerk of the works for this commission is also not providing the records requested for voters from Kansas either. State law in Kansas forbids sending this kind of personal information to anyone. Other states do as well. Pay attention in class, Donald and Kris. This is going to be a question on the test. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.